This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Advances in regenerative medicine will top the agenda of an international conference here in the Vatican from April 28th to the 30th. Cellular Horizons: How Science, Technology, Information, and Communication Will Impact Society. It's the third in a series of conferences organized by the Pontifical Council for Culture's Office for Science and Faith and the STEM for Life Foundation. Researchers, doctors, patients, policymakers, business leaders, and philanthropists will look at successful new therapies and attempt to identify ways to make them more available. Over the course of 3 days, participants will be talking about the cellular revolution in medical technologies. The focus on Thursday, the opening day of the conference, will be on groundbreaking therapies offering new hope in the treatment of pediatric cancer, rare diseases, and diabetes. On Friday, speakers will present cellular and technological breakthroughs in cancer and autoimmune disorders and discuss the delivery of healthcare using technology and big data. Pope Francis is expected to greet participants in an audience Friday. Also Friday, talks on the dawn of the next generation healthcare and Humans 2.0, exploring societal, ethical, psychological, and spiritual implications of how technological advances in life sciences are poised to challenge even what it means to be human. On Saturday, the final day of the conference, speakers will concentrate on cellular frontiers with emphasis on research, regulation, and funding. Talks will focus on stem cell research and include rebuilding and restoring the human body, feeding cells, starving cancer, and aging well, and cell therapy philanthropy. Dr. Robin Smith, president of the STEM for Life Foundation, says the ever-broadening horizons of cellular therapy will have an increasing impact in healthcare and on people's lives.
We'll begin to take the audience into these horizons and meet real patients who have had their lives transformed by cellular therapy or who stand as advocates for our cause. You'll hear inspiring personal stories, you'll meet their families and the doctors and the brilliant minds behind the therapies. We're so incredibly honored that Pope Francis will also be joining our event on Friday when we'll receive his hopeful message while the whole world watches. In the next few days, you'll notice that so many of our conversations focus on the needs of sick children and marginalized populations. That theme emphasizes the results of the discussions we had with the Holy Father and reflects his compassion for young people who are sick and suffering. You'll see these themes throughout our program. In fact, we've entitled the first day Hope for Our Children, and we're looking at how cell therapies are being developed to address the needs of the young and people with unique treatment needs. In this Jubilee Year of Mercy, we hope that people around the world will hear the Holy Father's inspirational message and then join us in our mission to bring these therapies to a world desperately in need of hope and healing.
Dr. Robin Smith is president of the STEM for Life Foundation. I'm Tracy McClure.